Welcome to Moms in the Wild with Kate
and Kara,
where we laugh at our wild moments to make you feel better about yours. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Moms in the Wild.
We're back together again.
Yes, together again. So thanks for bearing with us those few weeks of kind of MacGyvering episodes. I still think they were good. I liked them.
I thought they were great. I think that I also think we both felt inspired to maybe do some more of that just to throw in a thrill every now and then.
Yeah. Do you have a wild mom moment of the week?
I do. And here's the thing. I want to tell it, but it's old and I don't know if I've already told it. So if I have, sorry. But I am still going to share it. And you can just also stop me if you feel like you've already heard it.
Okay.
On the pod. So when the baby was like, she must have been like 6 months old or maybe like a tiny bit older. No, She must have been 6 months actually or younger because she was not crawling yet. And I had just started bringing her to the library group.
Uh-huh.
We go to a library that I had never been to prior to going to this group. And we were in a rush. I thought we were going to be late. And she had pooped in the car on the way over. And so I was like, ugh. And so I was walking in, like ran up, walked into the bathroom, put her down the changing table, was in the middle of changing a poopy diaper. And in the bathroom came a man because I had gone into the men's bathroom.
Oh no.
And he was so polite and cool about it. He just like, I was like, oh, because she was like diaper open. I was in the middle of changing her. And I was like, oh, I went into the wrong bathroom. Why didn't the urinals cue me? Like nothing cued me that I was in the wrong place. I had my blinders on and I just was changing her. And I was like, oh, I went to the wrong bathroom. And he was like, oh, no, it's fine. And he just went in to a stall and like peed so that
He just went anyways.
Oh, yeah. He just went in anyway.
Great.
I mean, he was probably like, I'm not going to not be here just because you're here. And I was like, equal rights. Thank you. I appreciate that. But also was nice enough not to be like, nice enough to not like use the urinal directly in front of my face, which was kind. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
So that was a really wild moment and super fun for me. And also it helped me to realize how shameless I am at this point in my life. Cause I was not apologetic, like, or as apologetic as I probably should have been. I just said, I'm in the wrong bathroom. Like, man, bummer. And he was like, all right,
we were like, emergency. We have an emergency. We cannot look at signs.
I went in the first bathroom I saw, man. Like that, it was the men's. I apologize. All right.
Love it. I also commend the library for having a changing table in the men's bathroom.
Yeah, they have them in both.
Awesome.
It's great. I know.
Good for the library.
Yeah. You know what I don't love that has been a pattern that I've noticed?
What?
That if places have a companion bathroom, like a single, but it's a single companion bathroom.
Yes.
And the male and female bathrooms are smaller. The male and female bathrooms don't have changing tables. But that kind of sucks because the companion bathroom, typically it's like single use. One person, well, not single use, one person and like whoever their companion is goes in there. But there's typically not multiple companion bathrooms.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It's very annoying because then you just have to wait for that person instead of just being able to go in and change your kid wherever.
Yeah, I wish there was more like just changing rooms.
Yes.
You know? Like, give me a room with a bunch of changing tables and I will be in it with everyone.
In and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or give me a ton of the like non-gendered bathrooms and they're just a single bathroom.
Yeah.
I know that's probably not cost effective and everyone has a changing table, but honestly, I would just love that. Just 30 doors in front of my face and I just pick a bathroom.
Yes.
Everyone has a changing table, its own sink. I can poop privately.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the dream.
That's
stop with the two different bathrooms, all right? And the one companion bath. Only one person needs to use that non-gendered companion bathroom. That's not the way it works.
Agreed.
What's your wild mom moment?
My wild mom moment, I'm going to have to keep it vague to protect the identities of those involved.
Why are you always a murder mystery? You're always one like pubic hair away from making this a murder mystery podcast or a crime, true crime
I'm
podcast.
Just waiting for my moment.
And I like it.
At one of Bubba's activities that we go to, I'm not going to say which one, like I said, to protect the people in the story. There is a young girl who is younger than my child, and I will say this right now, she's mean. She's a mean girl.
That stinks. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, it's not just mean, like she says mean things, like she pushes, she hits, she like tries to choke people. Like it's a lot. Yeah. And I don't think there's any like behavioral like issues that are going on. I think that like there's just like a lot of aggression.
Yeah.
we go to this activity and sometimes she's there and sometimes she's not. Well, the first like couple times that we had interactions with her, like it was just like she'd take a toy out of Bubba's hands and he'd be sad. And I'm like, okay, well, sorry, bud. Like, I'm not going to fight a 2-year-old for a ball. So like,
nor am I, you know?
Yeah, no. It's just how it is. But these last couple times, the last time we were there, she literally put her hands around his neck to try to choke him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then like tried to body slam him. It was a whole thing. So like her mom like jumped in and like, that was a whole thing in and of itself to experience. But ever since then, like, he's 3, and so he doesn't know what it's like to keep thoughts inside of his head. And so week when we were there, we're playing, and it's a big place. He sees her walk in, and from like the opposite side of where she's walking in, he screams at the top of his lungs, "Mommy, here comes the mean girl!"
Well, was he wrong?
No. He's not wrong. No. Because she's not only just mean to him, she's mean to everyone.
To everyone. But,
it was so mortifying. But, like, you also can't say, like, she's not. Because, like, she choked him. Like, that is mean.
What did you do? Like, what was your move there to just be like,
After I was just like, I was just like, okay, yep, let's see something else. Let's talk about anything else, literally. Do you want to out my pregnancy to anyone? Let's do that.
Ooh, tell everyone I'm pregnant again, real quick. Yeah. Just real quick, share this news. Tell everyone I had explosive diarrhea. Just tell everyone anything other than what you are saying right now.
It was bad. And the mom definitely heard him say that.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like, we've been places where Bubba is like mean-ish to kids. And I always make sure that like I apologize to the parents and I'm like, you know, da da da, like this isn't going to happen again, whatever. But yeah, it's a lot. So he definitely just made it known. Like, she's mean. Everyone here, you should know.
Well, he was just expressing how he feels. He doesn't, like you said, there's no indoor thoughts really with toddlers. And he was like, I want, you know who's important to me? Mom, you should be warned. There's that bitch. You're who I care about protecting.
He was like, batten down the hatches, friends. Here exactly.
I also don't always know what to do when other kids are just being not aggressive or unkind or dangerous, but fucking weird around her. We went to a playground the other day and some kid was pretending, an older child, probably like 3-ish, was pretending to be a dinosaur. And I don't think like fully understood that she didn't know what he was doing. And so like, he wasn't necessarily scaring her, but every time he would like growl or yell in her face, she would like jump. And I didn't know, to be like, hey, I don't think she's into it, man. So that's kind of literally what I said, but he's 3. So he was like, I don't fucking care. Like, yeah, I don't think she wants to play like that, dude. Move on. Like, move on to someone who's going to interact with you.
That's got to be the age, because Bubba's obsessed with playing zombies at the park. Like, he's always like, bleh, bleh, and like, younger kids don't know. Adults don't know what you're doing. So, like, we're all confused.
And then too, like, they don't know, like, he also then acted like a dinosaur to me. You know what I mean? Because they're so young, they're not like, oh, this person's telling me to not be a dinosaur right now in this moment. Instead, he was just like, not to her, to you. And I'm like, no, we're together. Get your dinosaur across
the park. We're in no dinosaur zone.
Neither one of us want to play dinosaurs right now. And I'm so sorry, but it's not happening here today.
Yeah, kids are weird.
They are, and it's great. I love the weirdness. But that's why I would never want to stifle a kid's weird, but also, like, there's definitely a developmental gap there that I'm like, she doesn't get what you're doing, and you are too young to understand she doesn't get what you're doing.
Right.
So I don't want to make you feel like a creep, but I also want you to stop because she hates it.
Yeah. I also struggle with, like, what do you do if a kid is being mean to your kid? Like, I truly, when that little girl, like, choked out my kid... Not choked her out, choked him out, but like, she fully had her hands around his neck, and she's bigger than him. She's a big kid. I kind of just froze. I was like, what do I can't, like, to separate them would involve me touching her, which I don't know how, you know, like, it's just in that moment, you're like, what do I do?
Yeah. I saw this child therapist on Instagram. Her name's Eli. I don't know any of her other information, but I think she's great. Yeah. And one of the things she said that she does is she'll like turn her back to the kid that's touching or hitting or like choking her kid. So like her back is kind of touching them. And then she'll like look her kid in the eyes and go, do you want to play like this? And typically the kid will say no, because they're getting the shit beat out of them. And that's when she'll more like, so that way if the other kid who's the aggressor continues to be aggressive, they're more like hitting her. And so like you said, you're not like touching a kid, removing their hands from your child. You're more like body blocking, but body blocking with your back and your face toward them. Sense. So it's not aggressive. And I loved that tip because I was like, oh, that's such a good idea. Cause then it looks like, oh, I just stepped in to talk to my kid and ask my kid if they're okay. And then depending on what they say, you can turn around to the other kid and be like, you need to fucking stop. Like you can't choke my kid out. Sorry, dude. But
that's a good idea too. Cause then you're like becoming like a physical barrier.
Yeah, but not touch it. Like, even if a part of your body touches the kid, you're not putting like hands on the kid, which I think freaks everyone out. You're more like, no, my body's just a barrier that's in your way, instead of, you know, I'm removing your hand from my child's neck, which is insane that you would even have to do that, but whatever.
Yeah, I think in that situation, like, walking. It was good that the mom was there, because she kind of like took it how she took it and it ended the situation. But yeah, it was just like, I was like, what the fuck do I do? Like, that. Kind of touching on our topic today, I kind of felt, I was like, oh, am I a bad mom for not like just kind of sitting back and watching like how the fuck this was gonna go down,
how is this gonna play out?
Yeah, so today on that note, on those notes, we're talking about, I guess, either the concept of like being a bad mom,
and not like the fun movie bad moms, like when you properly they're like, I'm a bad mom.
Yeah, no, not like the fun in the fun way.
No.
So before we get into like our own personal stuff, this all stems from a conversation that I was in with a group of moms at gymnastics. So we were at gymnastics and we all had kids about the same age. There was like 2 3-year-olds, a 4-year-old, and like a 1.5-year-old and like a 2-year-old. So it was like, you know, a good smattering of kids around the same age. Mm-hmm. And I noticed in through that conversation, like we were doing like the typical mom thing where like you don't really know each other that well. So you're kind of throwing out like funny anecdotes or like decisions or like things that are going on with your kid, like, oh, we're working on potty training right now, or like we're transitioning to a big boy bed or whatever. So I realized in that conversation that there was a lot of like very strange qualifiers that we were all giving about ourselves. So what we were talking about, like potty training, right? And how I was like, I don't really know what to do about nighttime potty training because Bubba, that's the time he pees the most. Like,
yeah,
I don't. Like, he's never woken up dry in his life. Like, if anything, he goes to the bathroom the most while he's asleep. And I don't know if that's going to change. And this one mom was like, oh, my daughter too. But that's because I let her drink as much water as she wants before bed because I'm a psychopath. And I was like, I don't think that makes you a psychopath. Like, to me, that's like,
fine. Throw a nighttime diaper on that. That's
you're hydrating. Give your kid hydrate. Like, it was things like that. Or it was like, well, like, I didn't potty train my kid, and she wasn't fully potty trained until she was 4, like, mom of the year. And it was all within this one conversation that I realized, like, every single person had made a justifying comment about a mothering decision, but in a negative, too, like, in a negative way about themselves. Mm. So it really got me thinking, like, I know for me, I feel like a bad mom all the fucking time. Like, same. It is a daily thing for me to have, like, at least one thought of, like, you're a bad mom.
100%.
Yeah. And so it got me thinking, like, how is this everyone? Is this just like a curse I am like put upon because I have anxiety and like a tendency to be super hard on myself?
Or like a high standard, like you've said before that like your passion, like your drive and passion from a very young age was to be a mom. And I think that then it's really easy to beat yourself up, right? Like if you feel like you've done something incorrectly, then instead of just saying that I've done something that I didn't want to do, immediately it's like, no, I'm a bad mom. Like the identifier of bad, like as a whole thing, instead of just this is one thing that I've, you know, not done right today.
Right. So we put a poll out and it turns out we're not the only ones who think we're bad moms. Shocker.
I'm shocked to hear this.
So we had like, the question was, does the thought I'm a bad mom or dad ever pop into your mind? If so, how often? And the answers were daily, weekly, or monthly. So like a third of the people who voted said daily, half of the people said weekly, and then the other third said monthly.
Monthly.
So I think weekly was like the biggest answer. But when you think about it, think about like at your job, right? Like if you every week thought like, I am a shit employee, I am just not good at this. Like, I don't know if that happens because I didn't think that when I had a job before I became a stay-at-home mom. But I can imagine like that would be, it really cause you to be like a little fucked up in the brain a bit, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's something we do so easily in our parenting as a mom for me, where I'm so quick to just like throw myself under the bus and be like, yep, that happened because you're a bad mom. Like, you go, you know?
Yeah. 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 And, or like just picking yourself, like you're saying, just picking yourself apart for, because the day didn't go the way that you wanted it to, or a situation didn't go the way that you wanted it to. And then instead of, oftentimes, like what I get stuck in is instead of just having a lot of situational awareness of like, there are 5 million things that interfered with this happening the way that I wanted to. I haven't eaten in 16 hours. The baby right. is tired. Like, we're both dehydrated, whatever the case may be. Those aren't the logistics that I think about. It's the same thing where the rhetoric that I have, or the narrative I have in my head is just like, it's because I don't know what I'm doing because I'm a bad mom. That's yeah. the answer. And what's interesting is like, a lot of it is not huge stuff. Like, honestly, that's right. why it was interesting when I was preparing for this topic. It really is just this underlying feeling of I'm not sufficient. I'm not good enough. I'm not doing everything that I should be. The baby is not getting enough. Like all of those things. And it's a constant reminder of that. And I too, like you, struggle with anxiety. So I do wonder if some of that is anxiety, but I don't think that it's rare. I don't think it's rare to just have that inner dialogue of I'm fucking up. I'm fucking this up. I'm fucking them up. Kind yeah. of thing. And you know what? And I would like to hear your opinion on this. I do think a little bit of that for me is social media.
Interesting.
Like, I've been yeah. seeing these really perfect pictures, whether it's personal people that I know, because obviously, not obviously, but a lot of people don't post their, like, the shit that's happening to them on social media. Yeah. You know, you want, like, your best foot forward most of the time on social media platforms.
Right.
And there's so much information overload about everything. Like what you're supposed to be feeding your kid, what developmental stages your kid should be at, what your kid looks yep. like successfully, what you're doing as a mom to make them successful, or as a parent in general to make them be successful. And it's a lot of that comparative of being like, I'm not doing half of this fucking yeah. shit correctly. And that feeling of like, I'm not doing it correctly, but I've set that bar. Like, I've yeah. consumed all of this information and then set that bar for myself. I don't 100%. Arbitrarily.
I feel like that way about being an adult in general. Like, yeah. I don't know how people are actual adults. I don't make my bed every I don't remember the last time I made my fucking bed. I don't remember the last time I brushed my teeth twice a day. Like, I swear
I just bought a bed frame. Like, that mattress is on the ground. I don't do shit.
How are people like having these clean, beautiful, aesthetic homes that they keep up with and then go grocery shopping and put food in their organized fridges with their fucking plastic separator containers, and then go to their pantry where there's cereals and containers and labeled. Like, I truly was thinking the other day, like, I don't think I'm a real person. Like, same. I truly think, like, I am a 16-year-old in a 30-year-old woman's body with a child and another one on the way that I am responsible for keeping alive, and that's terrifying.
Same, but like, I honestly, you know what, for me, and I think you're a little bit the same, I'm not willing to sacrifice, like, full attention one-on-one time with my kid. And I think are people in this world that can kind of have both of those avenues, which is like, I spend the one-on-one time here and I block this and I do this. And then I organize it this time. And if for good or bad or whatever, if she wants or needs 100% of my attention, I will usually step away from whatever it is I'm doing. If it's not right. like a safety concern, but if I'm like fucking Windexing the windows and yep. homie wants to sit down with me and like look me in my eyes and build blocks, I will always walk away from the Windexing or the cleaning. So my house looks like a fucking bomb went off on it all the time. Oh, it's so yeah. disheveled. It's so horrifying to be in. It's never looked like this until after I had a kid. But I see that, like, I do see that perfect life repeatedly on social media where I'm like, how are you all doing all this fucking shit? I don't understand. And also my fear, that's another bad mom moment where I'm like, damn it, she's going to think living like this is okay. I don't want her to think living where there's like Dorito crumbs everywhere is a good idea. I would like to instill some amount of maybe clean up after yourself.
Yeah. And then what's interesting for me is the exact opposite side of that coin, which you described as like, if Bubba wants me to play, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and play. However, if I'm doing something and Bubba asks me to stop and play and demands that I stop and play, I have that moment of like, I'm a bad mom because he can't even play by himself for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, either way, I'm fucking myself. Like,
yeah, damn if you do.
If he wants to play, I'm like, you're a bad mom. If he doesn't, I'm like, you're a bad mom. Or like, you know, if he like leaves me alone to let me do my thing. So like, I think all the time, like, I don't have a child that plays independently. He is 3 years old and he does not do independent play, whether that's a product of the fact that he is a COVID baby, or whether that's a product of the fact that I stay at home with him and have his whole life and I haven't had any like distractions that I, you know, have to take care of. Or whether that's just him and he just likes to, like, we are having a healthy attachment and that's okay for me. And I honestly probably prefer it to a kid who wasn't healthily attached to me. But I, either way, I am a bad mom to myself. Mm-hmm, and that's so fucked.
Yeah.
And I can sit here and tell you from my own mouth and my own brain, I understand that that is fucked. It will not stop me from tomorrow when I'm trying to fold the clothes and he interrupts me asking me to play of thinking like, you're a bad mom, or I'm folding the clothes instead of playing with him and he's watching TV and saying, you're a bad mom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it is. It truly is like, damned if you do, damned if you don't, no matter what. Yes. The idea is that, and it is interesting. Like for me, I know a lot of that comes from comparing myself to really honestly people on social media, which are like, this is what I do. I was re-listening to, and No Shade, cause I love them, but the Big Little Feelings program.
Uh-huh.
And they were talking about like some of the redirection steps and the idea of being like, oh, we can't do that right now. We're going to do this and then we'll do that after. And in my head, as I was re-listening, now that the baby is this age, she's a toddler, I was like, how do you have your day planned that much?
Right.
It honestly gave me anxiety to be like, I don't know if after a nap, we're going to be able to watch TV because I might have to make dinner and you'll I can't watch
commit to Play-Doh myself. After nap.
Or like after nap, we won't be able to go outside. So what am I going to, what am I going to say? 3 days later, we potentially will go outside. Is that how that works? And it honestly gave me anxiety, me being like, and I had that moment of being like, wow, I'm such an awful fucking mom that I don't know. Like I don't wake up with a schedule in my head of how the day is going to go a lot of the time.
Right.
There are times that I do just because of what's happening that day. Like if we have a big thing planned or a big event planned, but a lot of the times we're winging it. Like we're not a full day of shit is planned. And I'm like, oh shit, should I be like that? Is that why she has temper tantrums? Is because I don't have the whole day planned. And also I don't have time. So when am I going to do that?
It's unrealistic to me to have that be an option. Like I just don't see how it's an option.
Yeah. I don't know everything that's going to come next, to be honest.
No, even if you have a play date scheduled and that play date gets canceled, like there's nothing you can do about that.
No.
Like, and then what?
Or weather happens. We're meant to go outside, but it's raining. Like, no, typically I'm not going to let you go outside in the rain. In a rare circumstance, I'm going to let you have your moment where you're dancing in the rain and that's beautiful. But like, if you have the sniffles, girlfriend, you're not going out in the rain to play.
Yeah. No. And what's interesting is I did not have this realization until this week. I was speaking with someone about my birth with Bubba. And we've all heard the story, so like I'm not going to go back into it. But it was the first time that I took, like we kind of mentioned when we did our birth stories, like I was very easy breezy with like whatever needs to happen needs to happen. Like I didn't do a ton of research. I didn't know what I was getting into one bit. I was like, it'll just whatever. But I did have like, you know, I really do want it to be a peaceful experience. I would like it to be like, oh my God, here's my baby. I'm so excited. And I didn't get that. I truly like wasn't like able to focus on the fact that I was excited he was here until like hours after he was born when I was like done being out of pain. So I think his birth, which is crazy to me, one of the first thoughts I had the second he was born, the second he was Earthside, the second he was a human being that I was now in charge of, was look at you. You couldn't even get him here in a nice way. You're a bad mom.
Yeah. Like I fucked up already.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I think that has been my narrative. And I don't know if it would have been with a different experience. Sure. I don't know if that's just kind of like my mental default, because I'm a person who is very hard on myself. I always have been. But yeah, I think that played a huge part in it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, most things that have happened, it's not, I don't think it's as strong anymore, but anything that happened to her in those first few months of life, we touched on this a little bit in Shay's episode, I blamed on myself instead of just having them be a thing that happened. Like when she had thrush, I was like, if I had put her on a probiotic, because I was on antibiotics when I was in labor, then that wouldn't happen. Or if I had done this, or if I had done that. And in reality, she may have just been a baby that was gonna get thrush.
Yeah.
Or anything that happened to her, I would constantly just say, like, this is because I did or didn't do something. This is the result of me doing or not doing something, instead of just letting it be. Like, stuff is just going to happen because it's just going to happen. And let's act from there. It doesn't always have to be, I'm responsible for this. I understand I'm responsible for the care of her, but there are unavoidable things that are going to happen. You know, like, you had very little control over your labor, but instead of just that being what popped into your head of, I had very little control over what just happened and this is how he arrived. It's like, no, I fucked up from the jump. Yeah. And I've, anything that happened, I don't think it's as strong now when things like illness and stuff happened to her, but before, in those first few months of life, anything like that happened, I was like, this is because of something that I did or didn't do.
And I don't know if because of his birth, like, because I knew 24 hours in, I just knew he wasn't going to come out vaginally. I just knew it, and I let it go another 24 hours, and then he came out so battered and bruised and with that huge knot on his head. I think looking at him that beaten up was just like that. That just sent it home, baby. Like, if there was any shot for me, seeing that kid with like two black eyes and a golf ball on the top of his head, I was just like, oh, no, you've done it. This is it.
I did it.
You've had 10 seconds of this kid being alive and you've already done it, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
no, yes, yes.
That wasn't a realization that I even had until this week when I was telling someone about my birth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this narrative has been something that has been a part of my mothering from jump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's odd to me that it also, like, for me, I can't just backtrack and say, or I don't know, I guess let it go enough to be like, sometimes shit just happens, man.
Yeah.
It's no one's fault. It's no one's responsibility. Like, avoidable or unavoidable as you may see it after the fact, like, the shit has happened and it's just okay. You know, like, don't be so hard on yourself. I have this huge hurdle in doing that. And it also never happens in the moment. Even if I like backtrack it to be like, all right, think about this like a logical fucking human being for a second. It never happens in the immediacy. It's never an immediate, like, get off your own back. You know, like, there always is that I've blamed myself for this.
Yeah.
It's never just a neutral of like, well, she got a cold.
No.
It's like, well, if I hadn't brought her to the playground and let her lick every monkey bar, then she would be fucking fine. And it's like, maybe, or maybe not.
I should have had that wet wipe out after like everything.
Exactly.
Yep. No, I'm the same
way. Why didn't I pay more attention? Why didn't I do more things? But like you said, like, it's like, well, if I pay too much attention, she's going to be a fucking weirdo and not know how to do anything by herself.
Yeah.
So, like, exactly. Where's the line?
I don't know. And this isn't really like, I hope no one was coming here to like get advice about how not to feel like a bad mom, because I have not cracked the code.
Yeah, I haven't sorted it. Mm-mm.
Even today, like, I was sitting there getting stuff done around the house for my own mental health and because, like, cleanliness, like, we, you know, just general trying to keep us all clean. And he wanted me to go outside with him and push him in the swing. And it was like, okay, I said, no, I need to do this one task before I come out and do that. You can play outside. Like, you can go outside and I'll watch you and, you know, let me get this one thing done. But it was that of like, oh my God, like, I just, I'm so fucking hard on myself. You know, I'm just like, it's those moments when like those comments come into play of like, you're never going to get this back. You know, like, this is a moment that you're going to have with your kid that you're never going to get back. You dumb idiot, you know, like, or like, it's just, and then when I went out, when I finished my task and I went out and I was pushing him on the swing, I was like, oh man, think of all this stuff you have to do that you should be doing
back inside. Yeah.
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 Like, there is just no winning. And I don't know if that's, is that just being a mom? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's like the idea of just taking care of like nurturing and taking care of a dependent person that you always feel like you're fucking them up more than you potentially are. And also, like, kids are resilient as fuck. You know, I don't want to say there's very little. There's obviously things you can do to fuck them up. But, you know, she's not going to remember the one time that I couldn't pick her up because I had raw chicken on my hands. Like, but in my head, I'm like, oh, rejection. She's going to have issues with abandonment for the rest of her life. Or I'm like, if I wash my hands to pick her up, the same thing you are, which is like, this isn't no, like I can't just give in to what she needs. And I'm like, yeah, of course you fucking can. Like, yeah, she needs you to hold her. She's fucking upset. Just, yeah, do that thing. But it's that there, like for me, there tends to not be a balance. Like I wish those two scales were more balanced, or there was a quicker balance
Yeah.
between them.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. And like, it's a quick balancing of the scales that happens in my brain. Like, what's
Yes.
worse? Am I making a dependent child, or am I making a sad kid for the moment who could potentially now hate me because I wouldn't go outside and push up on the swing? Like, which
Yeah.
isn't gonna happen.
But
But
that's what you're saying. Like, yeah, that's what you say in your head.
yeah.
Do you have any like specific stories? I know we just
Yeah.
shared some, but.
I have so many. And I thought it'd be fun for us to share our stories in the hopes that people can commiserate and or
Excellent.
you haven't done anything as bad as this, and also like just laugh at our like bad mom moments.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna start with perhaps the most traumatizing instance I felt with my child by my own hands so far. This one is probably on me. I probably was a bad mom at this moment.
This one was
So
on me.
this is probably on me. So Bubba was, I mean, just over a year old. He was probably maybe like 15 months, but probably younger. He was walking for sure. And we were, I don't know what we were about to do, but something was going to happen where I needed to get the floor vacuumed. And I was rage cleaning the house, and like I had like 5 minutes to like get it done. Did not realize that he had toddled behind me, and in a swift jerk back of my hand with my vacuum as I was rage cleaning, the corner of my Dyson clocked him directly in the forehead. Instant fucking bruise, instant fucking egg. Like, it was instant, like, scream. He did the thing where he, like, quiet
Silent
screams.
cry.
Silence. Yeah. It was one of the worst moments of my entire life because at my hands, I had like fuck, like just, I probably like put a chip in his skull. Like I was so, I was so upset to the point where I just dropped the vacuum on the floor, picked him up, started cry and started like soothing him, but then I started sobbing. We're both just like sobbing. David came home in that moment and was like, what in the fuck?
Just
Walked it
happened.
off.
What
Yeah.
happened? Yeah.
But that was one of those things that I beat myself up about. I still feel guilty about it when I like sit here in this, and it was just an accident. Like, but in my head, I was like, and he was fine. Like, he, nothing happened. He didn't have a concussion. He didn't have like, there's nothing wrong with his skull. Like, I didn't hit him that hard. You know, they're
He
soft
wasn't
and flat.
concussed. He was fine.
Yeah. And in 2 seconds, he was over it. Like, he didn't even care about the bruise or the knot on his forehead. The knot went away in like 30 minutes. Like, we were fine. But if I think about it, I can make myself like very guilty to where I
Get
won't
some
sleep tonight
tears.
about that
Yeah.
tonight. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I think that like what you just said too, the idea, not the idea, that they get over it so quickly. Like that's something that
Right.
Chris luckily regularly reminds me of, which is like, look at her. She is fine. You know, like
Yeah.
she's not upset or having any reaction anymore. The fact that you are still beating yourself up about it is you. She's
Yeah.
totally good. She doesn't give a shit. Honest to God, she probably doesn't. Remember, you
Yes.
know, don't stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he was like, "Oh, that hurt," and I was like, "I'm good. I'm good to go. Whatever needs to
And then
happen next is let's move on." No,
the next time I was vacuuming, he was right behind me again. So it's not like he even learned his lesson.
he was like, "Let's see how bad we can make mommy feel."
Do you have a bad mom moment?
Yeah, mine's very little, which is why I wanted to share it because I
Yeah.
literally said so the other night. The baby, she and I go to bed at the same time, which is I lay down with her until she falls asleep, and then I usually get out of bed because she goes to bed early. But anyway, she just like scurries around the bed and does, you know, whatever she's doing. And I just read her. This particular night, I had headphones in, I was listening to a podcast, and she was just like making her way around the bed, doing whatever she was doing. And then she was like sitting near me and just like kind of staring at me. And I was like, "Hey, kid, like, what's up, bud?" You know, and just kind of also being like, "Oh, okay, lay down, go to sleep." And I was encouraging her, you know, to like go to sleep, seeing if she wanted to nurse, doing that whole thing. And she was nursing, and I was like, "Oh, I smell something." And I was
Oh
like,
no.
"Oh, she pooed." And I went out into the living room, and that we had probably been in there for like 20-ish minutes. And yeah. I walked out, and Chris was like, hey, is everything okay? Because I came out with her. And she was fine. Like, she's obviously not crying. Nothing's wrong. She just had a random nighttime poop, which she doesn't usually have. And I looked at Chris, and I was like, she pooed, and I didn't know it because I didn't hear it. I have headphones on listening to a podcast. I was like, I'm such a bad mom. Like, I don't even know how long she was, like, sitting in poop for.
Right.
And he was like, no, I think she just pooped, and now you're going to change her diaper. And yeah. In my mind, though, I was like, well, what if she just sat in that all night because I wasn't paying attention? He was like, right. Yeah, that didn't happen. Like, she just pooped. We're going to change the diaper. You're good. She's not upset. She's fine. And yeah, like out loud to him though, I was like, I'm a bad mom for not know, like, I don't know, for not making eye contact with her and being like, pooped. You obviously pooped.
Right. Yeah.
But it's even like very simple stuff like that, that I am like, I missed. She was obviously trying to tell me that she went to the bathroom. And I just was like, my prerogative was like, go to sleep because it's bedtime and I want you to be asleep. And I was like coercing her into sleeping. So she finally laid down and I was like, oh no, you're trying to fucking tell me that you just shit is what you're trying to tell me.
I feel that. I've done that. I did that this week.
Yeah. But even like the little stuff, I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But it's not. That's a little thing that happened.
Something that I have, probably it's all the time that I think, I don't know if it's a bad mom thought, but it kind of makes me laugh. Is like, if Bubba is having like, this is horrible. This is a bad mom thought. If Bubba is having like a breakdown, like emotional sobbing session where he's like super sad or super mad or super something about this, like my first thought will be like, oh my God, he's going to be so tired after this. Like, how great is that for me?
He's going to sleep so hard.
Exactly. I'm like, what a good nap he's going to take.
He's getting it all out. It's just really just going to take it out of him and he's going to sleep really well. It's not wrong.
I think that all the time.
I sleep really well after I have a good cry, and he's a toddler, so he doesn't have that much energy.
Like, if he's throwing a full on fit, I'm like, bedtime soon, buddy. You're going to just crash.
You're just going to have a good night's sleep. That's what you need, honey. Yeah.
It's not even for him. I'm like, for me, I'm like, oh, you know what? This is less playing we're going to do because you just
work. Look at the clock and you're like, that's 30 minutes of mommy's life back that we just got.
That's exactly it. That's so fucked up. That's so fucked up.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I, one time when the baby was like just starting to eat solids, we got smoothies. Chris and I got smoothies from somewhere. And I was like, oh, I'll just give her some of the smoothie, not paying attention to what was in my smoothie. And so I like poured some smoothie into her bowl so she could eat it. And she's eating it. And I was like, maybe I should look, because she was under a year. And I'm like, oh, I know they can't have honey. And like, sometimes they put honey in sweeteners. Didn't have honey in it, which is great. Did have a fucking stimulant in it. That's another time I looked at Chris and I was like, I'm calling DCF on myself. 6 months old and was like, bouncha, bouncha, bouncha. Like, just fully gave her a stimulant. I was like, oh, good. What a win. What a fucking win.
We had an instance where my mom was visiting and she had her glass of wine on a side table and Bubba pulled herself up and just took a swig, and he was like a year and a half old. And
why do shit like that?
I will tell you though, Poison Control has an incredible website where you can put in like the exact brand of what they had. So I was like, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay, and like it was like how much, like a sip, a gulp, like they even like things like that, like I'm not sure, and it tells you like when to be worried. It was great. So Poison Control, props to you. You have a great website that you just like.
Do they tell you like what to look for too, if there's like like to be concerned? That's awesome. Yeah.
For his, it was like I put like a gulp just to be safe, but it definitely was like barely a sip. Mm-hmm. And it was like, everything's fine. Like, you put in like their weight and like whatever, and it's like, everything's okay. Look for this, this, and this, but otherwise, like, your kid's gonna be just fine. I'm like, oh my God, how reassuring is this Poison Control website?
I know, right? I love that. I should have done that with the stimulant I fed my child. Except it probably would have been like, that's rough. There's no, she's not going to come back from that. Start the caffeine addiction, Yun.
A funny one that I had, this happened like just the other week, is maybe these thoughts of me daily thinking I'm a bad mom are justified now that I'm like, this was just a couple days ago.
Nah, dog. I don't think so.
I was, Bubba likes to FaceTime my mom and my dad. And so that's great for me because I'll just like give him the phone and then he goes and like shows him whatever he wants for a while. He'll drive around in his car with them. Like he just totally, you know, and then I can like wash the dishes or, you know, it's like a virtual babysitter for a few minutes. So my dog is a grandmother. She is like dirt, old as dirt, bless her heart. And
she's so beautiful. I love her.
So
I do.
She hates Bubba. She hates him with a fiery passion. He's, of course, obsessed with her, which just is, like, not naturally a great dynamic. Mm. Yeah. But she's always been a spite pooper. And whenever, like, she's pissed or, like, even remotely upset, she just poops somewhere she's not supposed to. And usually she poops in this one spot in, like, our little, like, formal dining room that we don't use as that. But, like, it's always in the same spot on the carpet. And so if she does it, like, I always just look there. I'm like, what have I done to piss you off today? Like, are you upset with me? And so anyways, there was nothing there. And then Bubba was in his room and he's like, mommy, poop. So I just figured he was on the phone with my mom FaceTiming. So I figured he had pooped and he was telling me. So I walk into the room and Elle had pooped in his room on his carpet, which she had never done before. So obviously he pissed her off. Not me this time. So I was like, oh my God. So of course I'm like, God, dude, damn it, Elle, like whatever. So now Bubba's on the phone with my mom in his room. So I walk out of the room to get a poop bag to go pick it up and get like the stains, like dog spray or whatever. And I looked at Elle, so this is like, I'm now like at opposite ends of my house. I look at her in her bed in the living room and I'm like, Elle, you were such an asshole. And I said it like, just like, not very loud. I was like, Elle, you were such an asshole.
Why would you do that? Yeah.
Yeah. And in his room on the other side of the house, I hear Bubba go, Gaga, Elle Bell, asshole. And my mom starts wailing. She's like, did you hear that?
And you're like, damn it. Damn it. Oh God. I love that. I love that for you.
You're not wrong. She is.
You know what? You learned the right one. We might see a baby appearance because she wants some milk. Okay. I was going to ask you, have you ever accidentally scared your child?
Oh, interesting. No, I've scared him on purpose.
I was going to say let me tell mine and then you can tell yours if you so choose. I have two instances in my head where I was just living my life and I accidentally scared her and I felt like such crap about it. Like I think it's because, well, definitely the first time I was like irritated and like at my wit's end, annoyed that like whatever was happening and she happened to be in the room. So I'm sure she was like, had been crying for either hours or just whatever was happening. And I went to, there was like a little block or something that broke and I went to like toss it up so that it would go on the dresser. And I just completely like misfired and I tossed it and it hit like a metal swing that she had, but it made like the loudest noise ever. And cause I think she was also distressed. You could see like she stopped doing whatever she was doing and looked over and just went the silent cry where you're like,
oh no.
I was like, oh shit. It's like I just made the situation so much worse. I'm trying to keep you safe and I just scared the shit out of you. And then the other time, I don't remember what it was, but I like dropped something or I wasn't paying attention, was like throwing something and same thing. It just made a super loud noise. And again, didn't have the situation awareness to be like, there's a child here that probably doesn't want you throwing like reams of paper onto a wooden floor or whatever it is you're doing and just turning around to see a baby be like, ah. Man.
Oh man.
I like how like I purposely scare my child sometimes though.
Sometimes if he's like playing hide and seek. Yeah. Like if we're playing hide and seek, all bets are off.
Yeah, but that's like a fun scare, right?
No, yeah, it's fun scare. It's not like scare him like
not like I'm scaring him. It's not like you scare him to torment him.
No, oh no, no, no. This is
like a surprise. That's more like you surprise.
He's running
him
around the corner and I crouch down and like jump out at him and he's like, what? Like, yeah. Yeah.
Like a jump scare, like a little surprise fun scare.
That makes me feel better. Just clarifying that.
Yeah, definitely clarify. In my head, I thought you were just scaring him, like, because he was being a dick. You're like, guess what? Welcome to hell.
Global warming.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
There's part of me that feels like very reassured when other people share like moments like that, where it's like, either I totally fucked it up and it was my bad, or like, I think I fucked it up and I'm like, I don't think you fucked it up. Like, I hope that someone who is listening to this can have a moment of that in some way, like whatever that looks like, you know?
Yeah, I just had this conversation with Chris the other day, because there was the baby just had a cold, but leading up to that cold, when she wasn't showing symptoms of it, she was like extremely, extremely irritable and very, very, very clingy, to the point where there was like a whole day where I had her on my body the entire time and she wouldn't lay down anywhere. Like, she wouldn't nap in her crib, nothing, like was not having any of it at all. And I ended up crying because I was like, this is too much. Like, one of the times when she was crying, because I was like, this is so, like, this is just too much. And when Chris got home that night, I was like, I just feel like at this point I should have enough of my shit together that, like, if she's having an off day, I don't then also cry, because that's not really helpful. If she's crying, I can't also be crying. But he is very helpful and encouraging, where he's like, yeah, but you don't do that every day. Like, she doesn't act like this every day. And you're not sobbing with her every time that she cries. Cause that of course would probably not be the best. But I do think, no matter, like, I get hung up on that, which is like, I should have more figured out by now, not taking into account that she's ever changing and evolving. And so now her clinginess is like carrying around a 25-pound baby all day long, which is not physically, like, it's physically way more taxing than it used to be. And everything that she does is just bigger and more. So all of her emotional responses are bigger than more. So yeah, no, it's not going to be any easier or better. It just happens, like, the outbursts of her and me happen less frequently than they used to when she was tiny.
Yeah. And I used to feel like very, we have to keep everything like rainbows and butterflies around Bubba all the time. And I just think there is some like merit to him seeing like me cry, or like David get upset about something, or like us have a disagreement and then that get resolved one way or another. And I think that like there's a healthy way to do that. And I think also, like, especially now with like my emotions, I have to give myself space to like just fucking break down, and like there really isn't an option, you know? So like the times I have cried in front of him because of something he's done, like whether that's just like, you continue not to listen to me, I'm so frustrated, it's been a day, like where you just have like decided to be an asshole at every step of the way today. I think it's just like explaining to them, especially at this age, I can say like, it's been a really hard day and mommy's having some really big feelings about it. And like, he'll say like, oh, because Bubba, you know, because Bubba. And I'm like, no, you have not listened today. So that has not helped the situation. I wish that we can work on listening and that would help mommy feel a little bit better. But no, mommy has big feelings just like you when things go wrong, you know? So I try to do that as much as I can, but like, I don't know. I've had to like really give up that idea of like, he's never going to see bad, because.
But I think that's so important to have that and just have that conversation, because one thing that I do want her to learn is like, I want her to be kind to people and care about the way she makes people feel, but also understand she's not responsible for other people's feelings. Meaning like when you're, if she's just having a bad day, she's allowed to have that bad day. But like, if mom and dad are also just having a bad day, we're allowed to have that bad day, you know, and it's not because of anything that she did or has done. And especially at this age, where even now I talk to her, like similarly to the way you talked to Bubba, which is just like saying like, I'm upset. It has nothing to do with you. I'm just having a bad time. Does she understand, you know, any of that? Who fucking knows? I have no idea at this point in her tiny brain in life. But even just getting into the habit of doing that, which is like, I'm just having a shit day, man. And like, this is what today is like, and I'm sorry you're having a shit day too. We're just in it together, my friend. But yeah, having that.
I feel like they do internalize those themes, even if they don't necessarily understand exactly what you're saying.
And I think, I guess that's like kind of part of what needs to be highlighted. Like, that idea of balance is also giving yourself credit when you see your kid doing the things that, like, at the heart of the values and the morals and the things you want them to be. The whole reason why you become is to be like, I want to like nurture these things in another person. When you see those things come to fruition, giving yourself some credit that those things are happening, especially at this age, because it's such a time in their lives where there's so much of what they get comes from parents and caregivers and their very close support system. Because once they get into school and out in the world, there's a whole bunch of other shit influencing them. And so seeing those like true building blocks of what you want there, and giving yourself a pat on the back for that, because that's coming from you, and giving credit where credit is due, that like, yes, parents and caregivers, you're doing a great job, instead of only seeing the shit and like, oh, I'm messing this up. It's like, no, they do all this great stuff because you're fucking here. That's why they're doing all this great stuff. What do you think? They're fucking, they're not doing kind shit on their own just because they thought of it.
Right.
I mean, that's not happening.
No, you're so right. And there can be a day where it's just full of shit and like full of hard times and full of not listening. And then like moments will happen where you're like, oh, like, you're right. Like, this is because of me. Like,
yeah,
I am creating a child who like the example I'm thinking of is, we were at the park and there was a little girl there who's probably about Birdie's age. And Bubba went up to her. He's like, do you want to play with me? And they were playing like pretend ice cream shop. And he was being so sweet and gentle. And the mom like looked at me with like straight tears in her eyes, and it's going to make me cry. And she said, she's never played with anyone before. Aww. And like the way she like looked at me, I was like, oh, like she, like my child is like a safe space for like her kid. And like, she can feel that. Like, she was so like, she was like, just, you could tell like her face. She was like so excited they were playing. And like, she like, I don't know. There was just something about like, you know, she's like, he's so gentle. He's so sweet. Like, this is amazing. And I'm just like, yeah, like that feels fucking good, that like I've created a human being so far, knock on wood, that like people feel comfortable letting their most like prized possessions, things be around and feel safe.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just feels like good, you know?
I love that. I think that's so cute.
Yeah. All that to say though, is like, I still fuck it up all the time.
Same. Yeah. There's no way that we can't. All right. Yeah. It's just going to happen.
Yeah. So I know this wasn't like the most like substance filled episode for people. Like, you're not coming here to learn anything. Like, God, I hope you're not. Please don't.
I absolutely hope you're not. Go to the 9,000 other resources that are available to you.
But if you wanted someone to just like talk about how they also feel like shit all the time about being moms, then like, welcome. You're our people. And if you only feel like that once a week, like, tell us how. I want to know, like, what are you doing that you're so mentally healthy? Because I want to get there. I need to get there.
I'm still a minimum once a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to try and break it down to like, only have it once a day. And then maybe from there, once a week. These are goals.
But if you have any ideas for us, you can email us at connect@momsinthewild.com.
Yes, you can.
Or get on our socials. We're at momsinthewild_pod. You can do whatever. Contact us any way you want to. We'd love to know.
Yeah, we don't care. Direct message us. Email us. Call us. All of those things. Yeah, just do whatever you want.
But on that note, I think that's it.
I think we're done.
Cool. Well, thank you everyone for listening. I hope you're walking away from this feeling like a better mom, because we are all just doing the very damn best we can.
That you can. And you are killing it. Absolutely killing it.
No matter what. With that being said, friends, stay safe.
It's a jungle out there.
Bye.
Love you.